This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to get to the whole Trump DeSantis stuff, has everybody talking here in a second. Trump blasted away at MED. I'll get to that in a minute, but you know what time it is, right? On Monday, for you new listeners, longtime listeners all know this, but for you new listeners, every single Monday at this time, we do Medal of Honor Monday. There's nothing complicated about it. You should just know everyone who's ever earned the Medal of Honor, they make them a citation, a write-up. They just do a write-up on what they did, their deeds of heroism. And you may not know this, they're all available online for free, multiple websites. You can sort by branch or conflict or whatever you want. You can go read about the deeds of heroes, and there's no limit to it. It's all free. There's nothing. I don't have some special radio access just because I'm a world famous author and frontman of a band. I don't have some special radio access. We just get online just like you can. Same websites you would, and we print them off every day. Why do we do this every Monday? Culture. What is culture? It's simply what your society incentivizes and what your society disincentivizes. That's it. Whatever you incentivize, you'll get more of. Whatever you disincentivize, you get less of. We incentivize all kinds of endless filth today. We don't incentivize near enough of this kind of stuff. So that's why we do it. There are heroes out there. And kids, whatever nutball you just watched on TV, that's not who you want to be. Who you want to be? You want to be Mr. John Robert Caviani, Vietnam. Let's roll.
Ready, aim, fire.
Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
Staff Sergeant Caviani distinguished himself by conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty in action in the Republic of Vietnam on the 4th and 5th of June 1971 while serving as a platoon leader to a security platoon providing security for an isolated radio relay site located in enemy-held territory. On the morning of the 4th of June 1971, the entire camp came under an intense barrage of enemy small arms, automatic weapons fire, rocket-propelled grenade, and mortar fire from a superior-sized enemy force. Staff Sergeant Caviani acted with complete disregard for his personal safety as he repeatedly exposed himself to heavy enemy fire in order to move about the camp's perimeter, directing the platoon's fire and rallying the platoon in a desperate fight for survival. Staff Sergeant Caviani also returned heavy suppressive fire upon the assaulting enemy force during this period with a variety of weapons. When the entire platoon was to be evacuated, Staff Sergeant Caviani unhesitatingly volunteered to remain on the ground and direct the helicopters into the landing zone. Staff Sergeant Caviani was able to direct the first three helicopters in evacuating a major portion of the platoon. Due to increase in enemy fire, Staff Sergeant Caviani was forced to remain at the camp overnight, where he calmly directed the remaining platoon members in strengthening their defenses. On the morning of the 5th of June, a heavy ground fog restricted visibility. The superior-sized enemy force launched a major ground attack in an attempt to completely annihilate the remaining small force. The enemy force advanced in two ranks, first firing a heavy volume of small-arms automatic weapons and rocket-propelled grenade fire, while the second rank continuously threw a steady barrage of hand grenades at the beleaguered force. Staff Sergeant Caviani returned a heavy barrage of small-arms and hand grenade fire on the assaulting enemy force, but was unable to slow them down. He ordered the remaining platoon members to attempt to escape while he provided them with cover fire. With one last courageous exertion, Staff Sergeant Caviani recovered a machine gun, stood up, and completely exposing himself to the heavy enemy fire directed at him, began firing the machine gun in a sweeping motion along the two ranks of the advancing enemy soldiers. Though through Staff Sergeant Caviani's valiant efforts with complete disregard for his safety, the majority of the remaining platoon members were able to escape while inflicting several losses on the advancing enemy force. Staff Sergeant Caviani was wounded numerous times. Staff Sergeant Caviani's conspicuous gallantry, extraordinary heroism, and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty were in keeping with the highest traditions of military service and reflect great credit upon himself and the U.S. Army. Picture this. Picture yourself being on an isolated radio post in Vietnam. Doesn't that, when you're not under attack, doesn't that creep you out? There's no major base there. You're not looking around surrounded by artillery. You're at an isolated radio post. All right. Now, before I get to the Trump stuff, I'm going to get to some emails. I've decided I've got to get better about some emails. The Trump Heavy D stuff is obviously in the news, but El Wapo. My wife is in a Bible study group with about 40 other moms at our gym. At dinner last night, she was telling me about how one of the moms in the group started sending pictures of gay porn in the group chat and then followed up with informing them that those pictures were from the books at some of the school libraries. My wife was disgusted with the way the other mom presented the pictures to them and thought it could have been done, quote, more politely. I wasn't about to tell her that I completely agree with the way the other mom went about it. Jesse, you and I both know that most moms would have ignored the text if she'd gone about it more politely. I then told my wife about the NSBA sending a letter to the DOJ wanting them to classify angry parents at school board meetings as domestic terrorists and the DOJ complying. She rolled her eyes until I sent her a detailed article about the whole thing. She was stunned. Take opportunities to wake people up when you can. I'll address that point here in a moment. One of my Mexican buddies had a conversation with him yesterday. And you know what he told me? His life, because they're Mexican family, almost all of them were raised Democrat. And his Democrat, lifelong Democrat cousin called him yesterday and was very concerned about the direction of the country, but asked him, hey, why should I vote for the GOP tomorrow? You know, he'd never done it. Why should I vote for the GOP tomorrow? And my buddy laid out so much of this stuff for him about the stuff they're doing with the kids, the stuff they're doing in schools. And, you know, it's not difficult now because these psychopaths, they'll put their insanity all over the internet for all eyes to see. You can send your buddy a videotape. It takes 5 seconds to take a picture of a book and send it to somebody. But anyway, he spent just a little bit of time with his cousin. His cousin's voting straight ticket GOP tomorrow. Remember this. Just because there are a bunch of psychopathic Marxists in this country who are beyond saving doesn't mean that applies to everyone. These people have gotten so insane, so deranged, that they regularly provide you and provide me with materials we can present to our still sane people, the sane people still in our lives, that will change their minds. And back to the point of this email, I have said this several times. Let me say it again. I know you don't want to live in a country with political tensions. I know you don't want to live in a country where people are screaming at each other and protests and all these things. And I don't want to live in that country either. There is no polite way to take this country back from the communists. The polite way was not letting them ever take over the education system, not letting them take over the corporate world, not letting them take over Hollywood, not letting them take over journalism. The polite way was stopping them. You didn't do that. It's not your fault, but they took over all that. We've been given a system where they control everything at the top. There's no polite way out of that. Now, it should be legal, and it should be peaceful, and it should be oftentimes local. Remember, that's the two L's is how we save this country, legal and local, but it must be aggressive. Yes, your mom group should be shown. And so many people, this is what you and I talk about this all the time. This is our frustration. You know the issues. You're informed. You're out there paying attention, reading stuff, listening to stuff. Your neighbor has all your values and agrees with you on virtually everything and couldn't care less. He's totally unaware, lives in a world of make-believe because he doesn't pay attention. You have to bring that world to him. And it doesn't have to be a pro-GOP message. Bring him the insanity of these people. This is not some 19-year-old on a college campus at Berkeley. This is the governor of Michigan.
Saving people with a period from paying taxes on up to $4,800 in spending.
People with a period? What? All right. Let's get to the Trump thing. But before we get to the Trump thing, let's do something else. It's November 7th. Not sure if you're aware of that. It's November 7th. Christmas is like 5 minutes away. It is time, because this economy sucks, it is time to do two things. One, be purposeful with where we spend our money. We want to spend our money with companies who share our values. And two, we got to take advantage of sales right now. MyPillow, they're selling the greatest sheets for their lowest price ever, lower than any price I've ever given you on this show before. You can get these sheets now for as low as $29.99 with the promo code Jesse. Make that your Christmas gift to someone you love, or even yourself, shoot, your spouse. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, promo code Jesse is how you get that low price. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or maybe you're on the road. 800-845-0544. That's 800-845-0544. Get your Christmas shopping done now. And why not support a company that actually likes you? Hang on.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. A little preview of how things are going to go tomorrow. I don't think they're going to go that well for the Democrats.
I've been staunchly Democrat all of my life. It hasn't been until recent that I've been undecided. I started voting Republican here at the local level.
Iris is a longtime resident here in McAllen, Texas.
You had never voted for a Republican in your life.
Yes.
What do you make of that?
I think it's just... people are tired of the same old, the same status quo.
Man alive. Hey, I am not here to help anybody illegally enter the country. You know I'm a border hawk, right? So I'm not here to help anyone illegally enter the country. But if you're an illegal immigrant currently making your way up through the old Mexico towards the border and you're trying to get across, I would recommend you vamanos, all right? Because... the Democrats are going to build a border wall a mile high with machine gun nests and landmines once the Latinos in the United States of America hand the House and the Senate to the Republicans tomorrow. You're about to see Democrat border hawks all over the place, baby. All right, let's get to the uncomfortable bit before we make fun of Joyanne Reed again. Trump and Heavy D. Now, I've made my personal feelings on this very well known. Maybe this is your first time listening, so I'll just give you the short version. I believe both of them are type A's. Both of them feel that they deserve the Oval Office. Both of them do. Doesn't matter whether you love one, hate them both, love them both. Don't care. They both feel like they deserve the Oval Office. Trump thinks he did a good job the first time and thinks he got screwed out of that seat. And he's got a point. Heavy D feels like he's been the most effective Republican governor by a mile in America for the last 2 years. And that has earned him the right for a run at the big house. And Heavy D has a point. I know two things for a fact. These are not opinions. These are two things I know for a fact. Donald Trump, you know this already. Donald Trump is going to run for president. Campaign team's already in place. He's getting ready to announce. He actually might announce this week, but it might be next week. Heavy D is also preparing to run for president. I don't care about your opinion on this. I know this for a fact. Just trust me on this. I have information. I know he's preparing to run for president. The last I talked to my guy, he said, oh yeah, he's prepping to run. He gave it a 70% chance that he would run. He thought he was going to run. So, now to where it's going. And again, this is stuff that I've told you about 1,000 times. This is how this stuff is going to work. They both want to run. They're both prepping to run. So they're going to start tearing each other apart. It will begin, and you longtime listeners know I've been telling you this is going to happen for a very long time. It begins with the little proxy wars in the media. This guy's staffer says this thing about Heavy D, and then this guy's staffer says this thing about Trump. And then they're leaking stories that make the other guy look bad to news outlets they're friendly with. That's how it begins. And then it degenerates from there as the media goads this on, which they will. Not that they have to, but the media will goad this on because they want Republicans fighting. And then eventually the candidates will kick off by starting to say negative things about each other. At first, it's not that bad. And then, because that's just the way politics is now, you don't have to love it or hate it, it'll get worse and it'll ramp up from there. Remember, by the time the 2016 primary was over, we had candidates comparing each other's manhood size. That's how politics got. That's how it is. So over the weekend, leading up to an election, Trump got up and apparently came up with his nickname for Ron DeSantis.
Trump at 71, Ron DeSanctimonious at 10%.
Ron DeSanctimonious. So what's going on there? Okay, Trump's at a rally. He's at a Trump rally, and the people are excited. And Trump decided, hey, let's debut a poll showing I'm clearly the superior candidate. I'm way ahead, and let's take a shot at Heavy D. Now, here's another conversation I had. A friend of mine's father is probably the most hardcore Trump supporter I know, and I know a lot of very hardcore Trump supporters. I'm talking MAGA hat all day long. There is still a Trump flag waving on his house and a Trump sign still in the lawn. After Trump lost the election, he went out. You want to talk about hardcore? This guy spray painted a 20-foot-long Trump with hand spray paint, kind of stupid, on his fence outside of his house, painted Trump on there. So when I say Trump, I mean Trump to the bone, baby. This guy's Trump. He was furious at Trump for that. Called him a dumb blank. This guy's never talked like this before. Called him a dumb blank, a dumb butt. Only that's not what he said. You know what he said. And called him selfish for this. I thought this was maybe a one-off. Maybe he was having a bad day. I have heard this repeatedly now of Trump people mad at him for blasting DeSantis before the election. Let me push back on a couple things on that, though. Bear with me a moment. Before I get to my pushback, let me give you my explanation here in a second. Before I get to that real quick, let me do this real fast. You know, the air in your home, it's not as good as air outside. It's one of the, look, during COVID, during everything, people found out more and more you need to be outside. Why? Because the air inside of your home, a lot of it just simply sits there and recirculates. And so it picks up viruses and mold and viruses and mold and viruses and mold. So the air inside of your home is not as good as the air outside. That's part of the reason I'm obsessed with Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Obsessed with it. Because it's not just an air filter, right? I don't want you to think about it that way, because it doesn't even have a filter for you to replace. It's this little black box that goes in the outlet. It is constantly cleaning the air in your home, killing viruses and mold. Why do you think it takes the odor out of the air? It doesn't cover up the odor. I didn't say covers it up. It removes odors from your home. Your pet odor, gone. Smelly feet, gone. Cooking, gone. Whatever it is, it removes it. Cleaning your air for your health and the health of your family. Go get a 3-pack. I own 6 of them. It's not like I'm telling you something I haven't done. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3, all right? EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. They're selling them $200 off right now with free shipping. Again, another great gift giver coming up on Christmas. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. You will love them. Everyone else does. I'll give you my thoughts on this Trump Heavy D thing in a second. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. It was a Medal of Honor Monday. We've been going over all kinds of stuff tonight. If you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. All right, back to what we were talking about. The Trump comments over the weekend. People are mad. People don't care. People, I'll give you my thoughts again. Here was Trump taking a little shot at Heavy D.
Trump at 71, Ron DeSanctimonious at 10%.
Okay. I have a bunch of thoughts that are going to sound all over the place and like I'm going back and forth, but that's my thoughts. One, it's not that big of a deal. Heavy D's going to win his race in Florida by about 10,000 points anyway. It's not going to hurt him at all. It's not that big of a deal. And if you've spent any amount of time listening to this show, you knew it was coming. It won't be long. Heavy D will be taking shots back at Trump. You knew this was coming. Two men, one seat, they got to fight. That's it. They got to fight. Oh, they should join forces. That's how people do it in their fantasy world. I'm not insulting you. I get wanting that, but that's not realistic. They're not going to join forces. They got to fight. All right? So, one, it's not a big deal. Two, Trump, that's who Trump is. Trump is a 70-some-year-old billionaire, former president of the United States of America. You either like how Trump is or you go choose someone else. But one thing you absolutely cannot do is expect Donald Trump to change. Men in general don't change. I'm 41, and I probably won't make very many lifestyle changes the rest of my life. That's just how men are, let alone wealthy men who were at one point in time leader of the free world with a gigantic jumbo jet that said Trump along the side of it. If you're expecting Trump to all of a sudden stop doing these things, stop with that. That's who he is. Maybe you love it. Maybe you hate it. But Trump is a junkyard dog. Junkyard dogs bite everyone all the time. You love the junkyard dog when he's biting the robbers who were breaking it at midnight. You hate the junkyard dog when you come out and find he's eating the mailman. It's the way it is. Is that a little classless to do? A little selfish and a little classless to do right before an election? Yeah, of course, but that's Trump. I mean, that's what you're going to get. I would argue that's a big part of the reason why Trump was originally chosen, because people wanted a battle axe to take that battle axe to the Democratic Party. They were tired of these pushover loser Republicans. They wanted a junkyard dog. Go find me the meanest dog, and that's my guy. That's why he was there. But to a point that Chris actually made during the break, it is a good point. I do think, not that I'm an advisor for either campaign, Heavy D or Trump, I'm the one wanting them to fight, right? So I'm not an advisor for either. Don't care who you love or who you hate. You, I don't care. Wave you go out there and wave that flag, whatever it is. It's fine with me. I want them. In case you're wondering, I'm holding out because I want to see what the candidates have to say on debate stages about the FBI. And I don't want the FBI sucks. I don't want campaign chants. No. I want to hear what's the plan. I want to hear what your plan is for the FBI. I want to hear what you have to say about COVID lockdowns. If you participated in them, I want to hear you address that. I want to hear what the candidates say. Go earn my vote. So that's where I stand. But I don't care where you stand. Wave your flag. It's fine with me. But I will say this. Trump is going to, as someone who doesn't change, it's not going to change, especially at this age. Trump is going to find there is less tolerance for this stuff now than there was in 2016. I told you about talking to my hardcore Trump supporter and him, how he was even mad about it. I'm a little taken aback. I have heard all day from some Heavy D fans, but from a lot of still Trump people, how mad they are at him about this. And that's the thing. Times change. And when you're a billionaire former president, it can be very difficult to change with the times. A lot of stuff Trump got away with in 2016, he'll find the base has less time for now. We've talked about this a lot, how Trump was a system disruptor and how he deserves all the credit in the world for being the first system disruptor. But once the system is done crushing him, there will be more because the people are demanding system disruptors. We don't like the system. We want a system disruptor. And the system disruptors get smarter and meaner as they go along. That's because we will demand smarter and meaner. Trump was wonderful for 2016. If he can make improvements, maybe he'll be wonderful for 2024. But the 2016 Donald Trump, his campaign will find, and I bet you they're already scrambling on this because he came out the next day and said, you know, go support your governor. I bet you Trump and his team are going to find out really quickly
There's a lot less tolerance for this stuff now. A lot less tolerance, not for the fight. We want the fight. We want fighters. A lot less tolerance for selfish. A lot less tolerance for the clown show. A lot less of that. You know, we loved, and I've been to Trump rallies, right? We loved lock her up chants. We loved that. That ain't going to work anymore. I'm not saying I don't want to hear a lock her up chant. Like I said, I want to hear you tell me your plan. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, they worked with the DOJ and the counterterrorism team to figure out how to attack and intimidate parents who were angry at the school board. I don't want to hear lock her up chants. I want to hear what you're going to do about that. I want to hear what you have to say about vaccines, vaccine mandates, COVID lockdowns. I want to hear these things. What worked before will not work next time. It simply will not. We need improvement. All that said, it's not a big deal. Heavy D's going to win anyway. Trump took a little shot at him. Like I said, the old lion, Trump, still leads the pride. He's the most popular Republican in the country. You've seen the nature videos. How does that change? What changes? You get a young male lion, and he'd really like to enjoy the company of all those female lions. He doesn't get to do that. They all belong to the old lion. So there's only one way he gets to do that. They have to fight. They're going to have a big old fight. And sometimes, oftentimes, the old lion will win. Got enough strength left over, a little older, a little wiser. Young lion has to move along. At some point in time, though, old lion's too old. Young lion's too strong. Young lion wins. Who wins in the end, though? Who wins in the end? The pride wins. Because the pride gets the biggest, strongest, fastest, nastiest leader. That's why I want them to fight. Neither one of them. In fact, there's not a single Republican in this country, full disclosure, not one, has earned my vote in the primary for 2024. I'll vote for whoever in the general, obviously. Nobody has earned my primary vote yet. I want to see you put together a professional campaign. I want to see you get on message. I want to hear what you're going to do about the FBI. I want to hear what you have to say about COVID. I want to hear specifics. You go earn my vote. Go earn my vote. That's how I feel. So look, it's not a big deal. People made it a big deal. And yeah, a little selfish and childish. It ain't a big deal. That's what it's going to be, man. It's the 2024 election. It is, Chris. That's what it's going to be. The primary is going to be this. Trump's going to announce about 15 minutes after the election starts. And then it really ramps up and begins. Now, I will say something else real quickly. Last word on this. The irony of this is Trump's junkyard dog style and the junkyard dog style of his supporters when it comes to primary opponents. You know how it's pretty heated. I don't care about that. It doesn't bother me. That actually, ironically, is more likely to get Heavy D in the race than not. If you don't want Heavy D in the race, you're not going to intimidate him out of the race. But if you keep poking him in the ribs, run to sanctimonious, you might just find he wakes up one morning and jumps in the race just to spite you. I don't know that that's the smartest thing in the world, but it is what it is. All right. We have election deniers. Can you believe these people? I'm going to talk about that in a second. But first, we're going to talk about CNN. You like CNN? Big CNN fan? Is it on right now in the background while you listen to my voice? Oh, it's not? Who owns CNN? AT&T. Are you paying for CNN every month? Are you? You know the T-Mobile CEO? He advised Democrats on how to beat Trump. Give up your garbage cell phone company and switch to Pure Talk, who loves you. Pure Talk loves this country so much, their customer service is based in America, and they only hire Americans who speak English, and they're actually pleasant to talk to. Imagine that. Pleasant to talk to. Plus your bill. My bill got cut in half for a family of four. You will save a fortune. And right now, if you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, you will save an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk, all right? All right, election deniers. And emails, next.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Don't bring me down.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and you're correct, Chris. ELO does not get enough love. Do they still tour? They might be 9,000 years old. Will you see if they still tour? Maybe they could open for Deleterious Consequences. What, Chris? I think they could. I think they'd be honored to. All right. I'm going to get to a couple emails before I get to these dangerous election deniers. And we still have to make fun of Joyanne Reed. Gosh, we got a bunch to get to tonight. Jesse, $10 says Pelosi hammer attack guy kills himself in jail and the cameras aren't working when it happens. It is interesting how it's been a week. And man, we haven't heard from this guy. Huh. That is interesting. Oh, yeah. And if that guy gets taken out in prison, it'll be the least surprising thing in the world. Did you see today, Chris? Gosh, I saw this and it's just so Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi came out today and she said the Pelosi attack may come into play when she's making her decision about retirement. You watch. Nancy Pelosi won't be able to take not being Speaker of the House. Chris, go ahead and write this one down. Nancy Pelosi, after the election, she will retire and she'll cite her husband's health as the reason for it. It'll have nothing to do with him, right? Obviously, she doesn't give a crap, but that'll be the whole point of it. Jay Steele, it's time we start paying serious attention to Tulsi Gabbard for 2024. After quitting the Democratic Party, she's been making the rounds, endorsing and campaigning for all the right people like Joe Kent and Carrie Lake. I was just listening to her on Jack Carr's, he said, almost as famous an author as you podcast when she came out as a Second Amendment absolutist. By the way, quick side note, I had a beer with Jack Carr last time I was in Utah. What a cool dude. Navy SEAL, he wrote that show on Amazon Prime called The Terminal List. Jack Carr wrote the book, The Terminal List, and that the show, I guess, was really, really big on Amazon. What a cool dude Jack Carr is. Anyway. She is either positioning herself to get on a VP shortlist or to make a run as an independent to upset the apple cart. This is not an endorsement of her, as I'm very suspicious of her changing her tune so quickly on so many issues. Just an observation. His name's Chris. I think about Tulsi Gabbard virtually the same way I think about Elon Musk. I don't trust either of them, even a little bit. I very much understand the appeal of people who do. Richest guy in the world's talking about buying up a left-wing social media company and making it more free. Okay, I understand how people would get enamored with that. I get it. I get how people would be enamored with Tulsi Gabbard. She's switching, turning away from the Democratic Party. She's hot. She's got, and look, I'm not being glib. Sex appeal matters, right? You want to watch Tulsi Gabbard on television. Sex appeal matters, and so that people find that more appealing. So I get it. I feel like we have a real syndrome on the right, a real battered wife syndrome, where the second anyone in our culture shows us some love when they previously haven't, we fall in love right off the bat. Oh, Elon Musk said one nice thing. Elon Musk is on record saying he's voted Democrat his whole life. Now, again, to his credit, he said he's voting Republican this time. The guy has voted Democrat his entire life. Come on. Tulsi Gabbard has been not only a Democrat, a gun-grabbing Democrat her entire life. I'm not saying there's no value in it. There is value in these people. We are at a place where we don't control any of the cultural institutions at all. None of them. We lost every cultural institution. Because that's our place, we don't have the luxury of turning away reinforcements. I did a show on that once, right? When you're winning the war and you've about got things wrapped up, you can have a lot higher standards for who you accept as a reinforcement or not. When you're surrounded, as we are culturally, anyone who shows up and wants to join the team, you can let them on the team, but you don't let them in the planning room. What, Chris? That's a good point. Chris said, would you make a defector a general? That's what I'm talking about. Tulsi Gabbard shows up at the camp. Hey, I was with the Democrats. Now I want to join the Republicans. I'm not turning her away. Absolutely. Get on in here. Sure. We need all the help we can get. And she says, oh, is that the command tent over there with all the intel and the maps? And I say, yes, it is. And you are not allowed within 50 feet of it. But thanks for joining the team. Appreciate you very, very much. I will accept any help I get. I'm not in the business right now of rejecting reinforcements. I'm also not in the business of falling in love with the brand new, with the newest convert on the block, especially one who appears to be quite ambitious. Tulsi Gabbard wants to make the radio circuit, do the media circuit, and talk about the importance of the First Amendment and free speech and things like that. I welcome that. I think that is a wonderful thing. And I don't know her personally. Maybe she's a wonderful person. But I am starting to see a lot of Gabbard for VP stuff out there. And I'm sorry. You can support who you want. Again, it's not my job to tell you who to support or who not. I'm not taking a lifelong gun grabber who just recently discovered the importance of the Second Amendment and putting that person a heartbeat away from the presidency, especially if that president might be Donald Trump, and that president very much might be Donald Trump because of Donald Trump's age. Donald Trump is old. I'm not saying he's too old, but he's old. So his VP is going to matter a lot. You expect me to take a lifelong Democrat and put her there? I don't think Trump would, by the way. I think Trump will pick someone else. But I've also seen a lot of heavy D Gabbard, heavy D Gabbard. Not for me, man. Not for me. What, Chris? Is Nikki Haley still in the running? I love that the Nikki Haley story turned out exactly like I told everyone it was going to turn out. I know you enjoy this, but I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what I was saying. You longtime listeners will remember this about Nikki Haley, and I love that it worked out that way. So it works out that way every time. Who knows better than the Oracle, Chris? What, Chris? Who knows better than the Oracle? First, let's talk about crime. I know you're concerned about it. I actually saw, I'm not making this up, this lady, Mona Charon, said this over the weekend. Other than murder, violent crime is not up. Yeah, oh, it's just murder. Do you carry something on your person at all times that will stop a bad man from hurting you or your family? That's the question. Do you carry something? Look, I have two somethings on me. You know I carry a Glock 19, and I want a non-lethal option. That's why I have a hero gun and a hero arrow, actually. Hero gun shoots pepper balls 100 miles per hour. They explode on contact, and then you're in real trouble. You're going to be hurting. Anyone can use it. It's got a laser sight. You just point and squeeze. Honestly, anyone can use it. Oh, my mother, my 80-year-old mother. Yes, she can use it. Ah, Jesse, I've never held a gun. You can use it. My daughter doesn't like guns. Tell her it's not one. Don't call it a hero gun because it's non-lethal. Does it require a concealed carry permit? This thing has already saved lives of listeners of the show. Make sure the person you love the most has one, all right? Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse for a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Do remember that state restrictions may apply. Anyway, so we were talking about Trump and Heavy D earlier, and then Chris brought up Nikki Haley, and I love this. You know my rule, the Chris Christie rule? What is the Chris Christie rule? Longtime listeners will know. What is it? You run while you're hot. It's part of the reason Heavy D is going to run. You don't stay hot forever. You run while you're hot. I called the whole Nikki Haley thing a long time ago. I'll explain in a second.
This is an iHeart podcast.